This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's been hotter than 110 degrees in parts of the Southwest.
Temperatures have been soaring in Southern California, Nevada, and Arizona, topping 110 degrees in places. The National Weather Service has extended an excessive heat alert until Friday evening across roughly half of those three states. It says Phoenix is experiencing dangerously hot conditions, hitting a new record high of 113. At a Trump campaign rally in the city Thursday, 11 people fell ill from heat exhaustion and were taken to the hospital. All were treated and later released. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Biden meets with Ukraine's President Zelensky in Paris today. Then later, President Biden will speak from Pointe du Hoc, where Army Rangers scaled cliffs during the D-Day invasion in World War II. A spokesman says the president will talk about the dangers of isolationism. We're learning that Israel's prime minister will speak to Congress next month. The AP's Norman Hall is in Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is set to address a joint meeting of Congress on July 24th, according to two people familiar with the matter. Congressional leaders last week formally invited Netanyahu to come to speak as a show of support of Israel, despite mounting political divisions over the military assault on Hamas in Gaza. Leaders from both parties signed a letter extending the invitation to Netanyahu, but his appearance is sure to be contentious. Norman Hall, Washington.
Prosecutors are wrapping up their gun case against Hunter Biden with two more witnesses expected today. He has pleaded not guilty to the charges. We'll get a new report on jobs this morning. It's expected to show the unemployment rate remained at 3.9%. Layoffs remain at historic lows. Tonight, Wheel of Fortune fans will see Pat Sajak's last episode as host. He announced a year ago that he's retiring. This is AP News. There's a recall of rechargeable lights. The AP's Shelley Adler has this.
Over 1.2 million rechargeable lights are under recall for fire hazards following one reported death. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says Good Earth Lighting's now recalled integrated light bars have lithium-ion batteries that can overheat and cause the unit to catch on fire. There was one report of a consumer who died. Another consumer was treated for smoke inhalation when the light caused a fire in their home last year. And CPSC adds that Good Earth Lighting is aware of 9 additional reports of these products overheating, 6 of which resulted in fires and property damage. The company is offering free replacement bars to consumers who are affected. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Dow gained 78 points yesterday. The S&P lost a point. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.